across the galaxy. This is where conspiracy on the wild side meets the perspective of a lifetime. This is the Free Zone with your host, Freeman.
Hello and happy Christmas Eve. It's a Merry Christmas here where we're getting finally this cold weather, but of course we can't know what is real. Mind control, weather modification, human augmentation, cancellation. I mean, our lives are crazy. So I really want to know what it would be like when we are the sane ones in the asylum. Because you really realize that moment, you're the crazy one. And that's where it really gets complicated in trying to tell anyone what's going on. I mean, when we look at our recent past of what's happened when they banned Lego police officers for Black Lives Matter. Do you guys remember that? They banned Lego police officers. I quickly went out and bought one just because they banned Dr. Seuss, right? They banned Aunt Jemima and the Land of Lakes lady. I was trying to come up with a list of all the bizarre things that had happened where this is all mind control, folks, and we are the target. So I think to get into this the deepest and to understand the possibilities and the solutions, we're going to talk with Dr. Eric Carlstrom this Christmas Eve. And his website, of course, is gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com. So if you have ever had any questions about targeted individuals, what it's like to be one, who's coming after you, and the solutions, or if you're looking for the peace necessary from someone who has been through all of this, you can get that there at gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com, where Eric has put so much of this information to music. And this music just lulls you, feels you, breathes you, brings you back to life as you get deep into these horrific topics. So please welcome to the Free Zone, Dr. Eric Carlstrom. Hey, Eric, how are you today?
Okay, well, it's sure great to talk to you again, Freeman. I know we've done some shows in the past, and you're one of the people that I really feel very comfortable sharing these insights, bad news and good news with. And I'm so glad you're hanging in there. Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners. We're in very, very troubled waters here, as anybody who's paying attention knows. And I think maybe we should talk about the mother of all black ops, which is the mind control technologies which are being rolled out, particularly against targeted individuals. I think we've been the beta tests since the 50s, 1950s, you know, with MK Ultra, CIA, MK Ultra, and other projects, which, of course, were the extension of the Nazi human experimentations that were just horrific. So we've had now 80 years, 70 years of 90 years of human experimentation in these regards, and the military industrial complex is so far ahead of us, decades and decades and decades, that it does appear like magic. And those who are hard targets, those who are high value targets like myself, find ourselves in a war for our own survival, because these technologies, which have been honed over many, many decades and many different programs, can be directed at you in such a horrific, devastating way that your lives fall apart very quickly. And you could succumb to the temptation to take your life, which I'm afraid the perpetrators would actually have a big party, because it's their goal to take out their targets. And they form a standing army. Many interlocking, I would say, satanic cults, actually, throughout America and the world, whose goal is to destroy the lives of the targets. And these people are playing video games as far as they're concerned. You know, they have high-tech equipment that they can use. It really doesn't take too much more of a skill set than a video game player to use some of these things. And so it's kind of, you know, pitting us against each other. So here we are in the Christmas season. I hope we can take advantage of the blessing that it is to you know, be in a world in which we do have the opportunity of salvation. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm afraid the perpetrators are going in the opposite direction. They're taking lives. They're celebrating at people's suicides. They're doing these horrific crimes against humanity, war crimes, really, using militarized weaponry. And it is for this reason, and I've been targeted, as you know, Freeman, a long time, but I became aware of it in 2013. It was really, you know, I could tell it was very malicious, and it has been a fight ever since to stay alive. But my response has been to work on this website, gang, and put pretty much everything else aside. I had five websites, now I got four. They're gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com, which is what we'll talk about today, but also 911nwo.com, which of course can get you on the list to become a hard target. That is to say, with the Department of Homeland Security, et cetera, and the FBI, Joint Terrorism Task Forces. These are the institutions that, you know, go through all our data and decide who should be targeted. Another one is San Luis Valley Waterwatch.com. And then the one that plays to my actual academic background, 30-year geography professor, physical geography, is naturalclimatechange.org. So yes, we're living in a land of lies. It's the German term is Weltanschauungskrieg, worldview warfare. And if you can put people in a false reality and tell, you know, make them say 2 + 2 = 5, they're much easier to control. So for those of us who want to hold on to our minds and the truth, the way and the truth and the life in particular, we have to be of sound mind. We have to be single-minded, as James says in the Bible. And we can't go for these mind games, which are being just forced down our throats here on a daily basis. It's really quite astonishing. We have a world, I think, run by psychopathological psychiatrists who are bent on driving us crazy, and then of course institutionalizing us, and then taking our rights and our property and our you know, not only our God-given inheritance of rights, but everything that we've ever worked for is all on the line now. Even our whole human species, as you know, is on the line with these Franken shots, which are meant, I think, to move us into a post-human transhuman era. I think the and I know I'm talking a long time, I'll say this and then bounce it back to you, Freeman. I think that now people can start to see, those who are a little bit awake and see what's going on with the Franken shots, the bioweapon, can see that what's going on is an attempt by the super elite to transhumanize our species, turn us into biorobot slaves, cybernetic slaves. And this is the commonality, because so does the targeting process. I've got a post now with it's called Cutting Through Smokescreen Terminology, 264 names and descriptions of the gang stalking program, which is war crimes and crimes against humanity. And one of these terms is covert transhumanism. The idea is to remotely, through no-touch torture, weaponology, directed energy, neuroweapons, is to break down the person's identity, to rebuild that identity, much like the MKUltra program with Dr. Ewan Cameron back in the 60s, the psychic driving and the depatterning first to break down the personality, get a Terra Rosa, is a blank slate, and then to rebuild the personality along the lines you want, which is a cybernetic slave. So we're very close to being turned into cybernetic slaves, both through the Franken shots, which at least many are now waking up to, but also this program, which I've been like a voice in the wilderness talking about, this mother of all black ops now on radio shows since 2014. And of course, the whole I'm up against the entire establishment, because the military, the intelligence, the corporate complex, the banks, they're all very, very keen on turning us into cyborg slaves. So we're in the fight for our life, for our own souls, and for our free will, and for our species. And that's the heavy news. The good news is, you know, we are the best and brightest in God's kingdom. And if we can hold on to our mind and hold on to our faith, I believe we'll win. We are up against the dark forces here. So I'll bounce it back to you. That's quite a long-winded entry there, Freeman. But yeah, your turn.
Yeah, no doubt. Man, yeah. Lots of things to unpack there. But here we are in a situation where we're told in Congress that you're not allowed to use the term man, woman, mother, father. People in New Zealand and other places are being arrested, put in jail for misgendering someone. I mean, this is what I mean about being sane in the asylum. You can't know when you are offending someone. And of course, anything you say probably is. But now it's getting to the point where you're actually getting punished for this. It is literally insane.
Well, it's literally insane, and it's criminal. The more I go along, Freeman, the more I see that, you know, they want to make the targets appear insane. And this has always been their cover story for their mind control operations, is to say, and the Soviets did this too with their psychotronics. You know, they used the psychiatric reprisal. If somebody complained about hearing these voices in their head, which could be beamed in there with microwave hearing, synthetic telepathy, voice of God, B2K technology, which goes back to the 70s and 50s and 60s. If someone complains about those things to authorities, then they look down at their diagnostic and statistical manual. Now, I think we're on 5, obviously with an enormous CIA input. And they say, oh, hearing voices. Oh, being followed by hundreds of people. Well, you're obviously schizophrenic, paranoid, delusional. Well, they've created the symptoms of schizophrenia, paranoia, and delusion intentionally. And this is what, you know, goes right back to the Macy conferences with Gregory Bateson, this 6'8" guy, anthropologist out of Britain, MI6 and CIA operative back in World War II, wanted to figure out how to create the symptoms of schizophrenia, paranoia, delusion, because of course that way, if someone is a problem, someone out there in the you know, John Q. public, who is giving problem to the elite, then they can apply these measures to them to make them appear crazy, so they can institutionalize them and take them out. And these are what we call non-lethal weapons, because this is the term they use, although they can be very lethal: directed energy weapons, neuro weapons now, cognitive warfare, mind war, all this is big stuff now. This is what they're doing to people, and on many levels. So what you're talking about is kind of the mass creation of mass formation psychosis. What I'm talking about is when they get down and dirty on one person and try and take them out in a program that is completely unrelenting, where they might have, you know, 20 or 50 military operations performed against them in a single day. Street theater, voices in the head, being followed, relentless attacks. These are psychological attacks, psi attacks. This is warfare, and there's no question about it. So when you talk about, you know, the gender thing, and, you know, this is warfare. This is the elite having declared now war on the populace. And we need to understand it in those terms. These people need to be in jail. I think they need to be fed to the sharks based on the horrors that they are inflicting on humanity. They are illegitimate, entirely almost illegitimate. We know Unit 8200. From the excellent reporting of Whitney Webb, we know how important Unit 8200, which is Israel's NSA, was in the stealing of the 2020 election, massive theft, stole a landslide of Donald Trump and gave it to this loser, this buffoon, pedophile, you know, drooling at the mouth guy that we have in office now. But we also know that Unit 8200 has been recently called out based on their own bios on LinkedIn as being a major influence in saying who and who gets deplatformed on Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft, Google, YouTube, all these things. This just came out in Mint Press. I just heard about this yesterday. It was a story in October. So what we have been infiltrated, we by fifth column enemies. It's a question of identifying the enemies and bringing them to law. I mean, I think you shoot spies. Spies to me are devils. And of course, my life as a TI since 2013 has been comprised largely of lies, spies, setups, lots of entrapment, lots of honeypots, and psyops, psychological operations, all the time trying to break you down, trying to get you to do something stupid, get you to lash out like Myron May and Aaron Alexis did, you know, with their guns and others, you know, it's like, you know, operant conditioning of, like, say, a German Shepherd, you know, stimulus response. If you want the German Shepherd to be mean, you kick him every day, and one of these days he's going to lash out and bite somebody. This is pretty much what they do, these brilliant psychologists with the military and their corporate partners like Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and InfraGuard, et cetera. There's hundreds, thousands of these private security agencies doing this and getting contracts from DHS and FBI and the federal government. Your taxes are paying for this, by the way.
Right.
So we have to look at the system. Knowledge is the best countermeasure. We have to understand what's going on. And that's my advice. And my free audio book is that the best countermeasure, and I was a professor for 30 years, is education, knowledge of the program, quote unquote, which has, I've counted 264 names now. Gang stalking is a self-harm term, according to ex-FBI agent Ted Gunderson, for what is actually a government no-touch torture eugenics program. We're talking torture and murder. We're talking population culling. We're talking murder. There is no statute of limitation on these crimes. A very large percentage of our ex-military, our ex-police, our active police, our active military, and of course the foreign spies, are involved in this program to take out American citizens who are innocent. Like myself, I was a professor for 30 years. I'm not a criminal. If they can take away my civil liberties and put me through this program, they can do it to anybody. Okay, that's explicit domestic terrorism. I have been the target of domestic terrorism of this government and its partners. I'm a little pissed off, yes. I would like to see these people. Well, I shouldn't say it on the eve of Christmas, but I think that, you know, God has a plan for these people. It's very dark what they've done, the technologies they've done that they're using. And so I'm working hard and have been
really since
2013 to try to save targeted individuals who I regard as my brothers and sisters and as my friends and as heroes, because what they're going through, no person should ever have to go through. Now, the rest of us who are putting up with the normal, you know, nonsense of all this multi-gender stuff and, you know, every other psychological operation, everybody's going through, you know, horrible times. But targeted individuals, you know, multiplied by 1,000, it's shock and awe. It's psychological shock and awe with neuroweapons, directed energy weapons, et cetera. So this is why I've been giving these interviews, and I'll pause again, Freeman, please, for your comments.
Yeah, well, we saw clearly with Elon Musk releasing the Twitter files that the CIA, the FBI are deeply involved in these operations and controlling minds through tweets and posts and things and making sure that you only see what they want you to see. But here's the real question as we take these people up against their crimes against humanity. As you mentioned, in a lot of people are talking about Nuremberg 2.0 now. But if we look back at Nuremberg 1, we clearly see that the scientists were dispersed all over the world and that many of them came here and are in the CIA and in these programs. So Nuremberg didn't really help, you know, like putting these people up on the stand and getting this information it didn't stop it. So, you know, this is where we kind of get into, I mean, I see a lot of people calling for Nuremberg 2.0, and I'm like, well, who's going to be the authority of that? Who's putting these people in jail? Where are they going to go? And, you know, how does that all work out? It's up to us, as far as I'm concerned, to really turn this thing around. And yes, waking up with the information is the clearest, most direct path, because then your activities will form into that. But to seek this authority to come and take over and say, you know, we need all these people imprisoned, I think that's very dangerous.
Good point. Very good point. Yeah, the Nuremberg one trials, you know, guess who was there, you know, to kind of oversee it? Well, it was Dr. Ewan Cameron, the guy that I was talking about, who the, you know, did the House of Horrors at McGill University for the CIA MKUltra program, who figured out how to depattern the mind and then reprogram it. He was prominently involved in Nuremberg one. You know, he was you know, kind of in charge of, I think, Rudolf Hess or one of the other guys. But yeah, and then you had John, Sir, Lord, Doctor, Professor John Rawlings Rees of the Tavistock Institute, who was a friend of Ewan Cameron from Britain, who was also heavily involved in that. These guys, you know, the psychiatric people, the psychiatric profession was so influenced, I think, by the CIA's MK Ultra and the Macy conferences that it went in a very dark direction, that the entire social sciences in our country were contaminated, really, by, they were weaponized, actually, by the military industrial complex with the CIA in charge. And so, yes, your point is well taken. I mean, looking for an authority to take care of this for us now is probably not the way to go. We have to realize that we have been betrayed, yo-yo, you're on your own. And we have to figure out how to build institutions that will allow for a human future. Because what they have in mind, and this, of course, the central bankers, the Bank of International Settlements, the Federal Reserve, the City of London, they, you know, as Catherine Austin Fitz so brilliantly has pointed out, she was very high in the banking world and then also in government with HUD under Bush one. And she said, I don't want to play this game, you know, and so she pulled out. And of course, she became a target for 12 years. But she pointed out right at the beginning that in August 2019, the Federal Reserve met, the Board of Governors met, and along came Stanley Fisher, you know, who was head of the Bank of Israel, for crying out loud, another American-Israeli dual citizen. There's an enormous amount of influence of Israel. In fact, Ariel Sharon said, hey, we, Israel, control America, let's face it. You know? But this guy came over and he said, and they had a conference, and they said, okay, we see problems with the dollar as the world reserve currency. So why don't we just go direct to the human body with digital currency? And of course, we targeted individuals. My point is we targeted individuals. We, for the last 60, 70, 80 years, have been the beta tests so that they can remotely control human beings with electromagnetic frequencies. Not only the body, but the mind. And they've gone very, very far. And of course, there's Elon Musk with his Neuralink chips that people are going to line up to take. I mean, my God, you just give your soul to the devil, you know.
You can sign up for human trials for Neuralink right now. Their human trials are supposed to begin in about 6 months.
This is why education is so important. I mean, people just really will be giving away their souls.
I feel like we're at the end of humanity. We're the last human beings if we don't defeat this.
I agree. I totally agree. Humanity is on the edge of a cliff, and it is the Rothschild bankers and the Satanists, the Masons, the Talmudists, the Kabbalists, who want to. I think they know, you know, they have enough insight into how the universe works. They've rebelled from God. They know their destiny is hell. And they, therefore, want to redesign the humanity so that it serves them, in other words, cyborg slaves. And they, of course, want this life extension technology, you know, like Ray Kurzweil, who wants his dad to live forever. He wants to live forever. So they basically want to go into the immortality phase. So it's just like the serpent in the garden story, you know, surely you shall not die. You know, surely you shall be as gods. So this group, this breakaway civilization, wants immortality for themselves, digital immortality or whatever, and, you know, to make themselves, you know, cyborgs, and then omniscient. Well, these guys are more than maniacs. They're devils, in my opinion. But of course, they don't mind destroying all the others in the process. They basically want a two-tier system with them as gods and slave masters, and they wipe out that middle class. You know, we can't have educated human beings. They're too pesky. They're too unpredictable. They're too smart. So we're going to have a lower class of cyborg slaves. Well, like I say, I mean, I don't think there's a punishment sufficient for these people. I think God has one in mind. So they really do, I think, envision a successful rebellion and battle against Jesus Christ when he returns. And this is how they do it. They're loading, they're stacking the decks. I think they've got their fallen angels on the ground now. And the Nephilim, et cetera, I think they're back. And I wouldn't have talked like this had I not been studying this for so long. I had to study it to survive. I think that we are in the last days in that sense. And so get on the right side of God, you know, get on the right side of humanity, get on the right side, choose freedom or slavery forever now. Choose humanity, choose God, choose you know, free will, for crying out loud, because if you don't wake up, the elite have a plan for you, and that it is to take the Neuralink, and it is to control you through the satellites and the supercomputers. And this system has been in place for quite a while now, and we targeted individuals have been the beta tests, as I say. So the system is in place. So what Yuval Noah Harari says, his, you know, Klaus Schwab's protege at the World Economic Forum, this homosexual Jew from Jerusalem University, calls himself a historian, some kind of a futuristic historian or something.
I forgot what his actual degree was in. It was something so strange. Oh, feudalism.
Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah. His actual degree was in the study of feudalism.
Well, that's what we got now. We've got neo-feudalism of the ruling elite, yes.
Well, you know, I go back to the Y2K, back to the year 2000, and I remember when Claude Virilion, known as Ra-El, spoke before Congress with his puffy white spacesuit and his Star of David swastika necklace on, and he came out to tell Congress, and I have this all on film, of course, it's in my original videos, and I interviewed the Israelians just to find out more. But, you know, he's up there telling Congress, well, you will have virtual sex on computers, you'll have electronic drugs, and you will be the ones that get to live forever. You will be the first generation of those that live forever. Now, just strangely enough, Ra-El, his whole purpose beyond human cloning was to build an embassy for the Elohim's return in Israel, where they were going to have the Star David swastika logo over the embassy with a flying saucer swimming pool there. Of course, you know, Raelians made an appearance in Playboy with Donald Trump. I mean, it's the same Playboy. Donald Trump has an interview in there as long as with Ra-El. But, you know, to tie this all together, so you go back to Y2K when Ra-El's speaking before Congress. And then flash forward to 2022 with Kanye West, now known as Ye, coming forward about the Jews on all these programs, most especially making a big splash on InfoWars, wearing this crazy GIMP mask so that he could hide his face through all of this. Well, he gets banned off of Twitter, finally, not for all of the anti-Semitic, if you want to put it that way, talk that he had had, but for presenting the Raelian logo of the Star of David swastika on his Twitter page. And that finally got him banned. So we're looking at this crazy puzzle from one point. You know, we've got Rael back in 2000 telling us all of this is coming, everything they're doing, they're cloning humans, they're doing brain transplants. And then up to today, where everybody's asking me, and maybe I'll ask you, is Ye a mind control victim? Is he a targeted individual? Is this I get that question a lot now, and it's very difficult to really state whether somebody is suffering through this or not.
Well, you know, I think that it is no question that Ye has a handler. He even identifies him now as this Jewish guy, Harley Pasternak, who made the threat, you know, that either he gets in line and or else he's going to, you know, over-medicate him.
Oh, right.
And institutionalize him, you know. And this is really the way that the CIA and the military do these things. They have handlers for people, you know. So, you go right back to 1952, Operation, I think it was Bluebird, Artichoke Bluebird and MK Ultra back in the early 50s. You know, the CIA, in a very short but very powerful memo, said we wanted to see if we could find ways to get other people to do our bidding, even if it's against their sense of self interest and against their self-preservation. Well, of course, they've created the Manchurian candidates, the sex slaves, the shooters, the mass shooters. All this is being done by the technology which has been used against me. Targeted individuals are the ones that are being psychiatrically devastated to the point where some of them are going to turn and become assets for the CIA, in other words, mass shooters. And then of course they get their mass shooting, and then they come out, the press comes out saying, oh, we got to ban the guns, you know. So the goal, of course, is to disarm America and take it over, and we have to come to grips with the fact that the CIA, and my uncle was high in the CIA, and I spent my whole life thinking he was a great guy, but now I realize that he wasn't a great guy, that he betrayed America on a level that most people can't even begin to comprehend. That the CIA works for the Federal Reserve, the central banks, always has. It's a private army for them. And that it has unlimited funding to do these mind control games, that it has destabilized countless countries around the world, destroyed national sovereignties around the world, and on the personal level, destroyed personal sovereignties, such as our Hollywood stars and our athletes. I think so many of them have the same story as Ye. They have handlers. They went through programming when they were very young, you know, and it's awful programming.
He admitted that they sacrificed the families. He said his mother was killed.
Yeah, we're talking about satanic stuff here. We're talking about satanic ritual abuse, satanic ritual murder, which has made its way into our military, our CIA, our political realm. And we should have zero tolerance for Satanists, in my opinion. You know, freedom of religion is one thing, but when there's people out there sacrificing human beings and doing the satanic ritual abuse against them, I have zero tolerance for that. I think they should be. I think we need capital punishment for those individuals. And but yeah, going back to Ye, I think Ye is a fascinating example of somebody who probably was MK Ultra as a child. And that means that, you know, he was subjected to ferocious trauma-based mind control. Probably he was raped as a child, like Michael Jackson and so many others, because that causes the mind to dissociate. A child less than six, if they are experiencing that degree of torture and pain, they dissociate. The mind separates from the body. It actually gets up above and sometimes looks down on the body. And that's a mechanism for survival. So the CIA, I think, basically taking this from the Nazis and from the Illuminati, which has been doing this for a long time, to their own children. They have trainers who then can take this traumatized child, put it through all these, traumatic experiences, and split off a whole series of alter personalities called subalters, can name them, can give them, can design a kind of a Kabbalistic structure for these, this maybe 100, maybe 1,000 individuals within one single personality. And I have read papers about this, you know, how they use these Kabbalists, these Jewish Kabbalists who are deep into black magic to create these structures in the mind. Okay, maybe in this room, say, you know, the child or whatever thinks there's a, now, you know, in his mind is a castle. And there's all these different rooms. And in this room over here, there's a demon. And this room over here, there's a wolf. And over here, there's a beautiful princess. And over here, there's, you know, blah, 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 blah. So you get this whole structure in the child's mind. And then they figure out how to trigger that person from one subaltern identity to the next. And then they find a central personality, which they call the core personality, who's the front personality. But then they have all these other alters who may protect that. So it gets very complicated. And frankly, I find it loathsome. But I have read a little about it. I've got several books about it, quite a few books, actually. And I wrote an article called Mind Control History and Applications 12 years ago. And the year following that, I also wrote an article called The Controllers, How They Control. And the following year is when I really got ferociously targeted. So right. Telling the truth can be dangerous, but that's all we've got. We have to stick with the truth because that's our only way out of this maze of lies, this Illuminati maze of lies. And guys, I'm glad you brought up Rael, because I think the what do you call it, the swastika Star of David, what we're really dealing with is Zionazis who are running this thing. And it is, I don't see a huge difference, actually, between the racial supremacy doctrine, the Satanism of the Jews, and that of the Nazis. I think a lot of the Nazis were, in fact, Jews. And there's books about that that I have as well. So, you know, what we're dealing with is Satanism. And Satanism comes in different forms, but it has similarities. So it is an Antichrist kingdom, which is being built by freaks like Rael, who is, of course, a Jew and a sex pervert. And that's most of these cults are led by that type of person and created by that kind of person. And these are, you know, Jewish myths that Paul warned us about in the Bible. You know, all these UFO cults and things like that, like Scientology, that's coming right out of British and American intelligence, you know, Office of Naval Intelligence and Ron L. Hubbard and Aleister Crowley, for that matter, you know, the Satanist who was with MI6. So we're dealing with this nexus of these satanic organizations. I think we're looking at interlocking satanic cults. And this is what I've come to see. My research on this program is being in it. So I'm in it. I see it and I experience it and I see the people and I see what they're doing. And then I read about it, and I read the experience of other TIs and other professional psychologists like Dr. James Giordano, a neuroweaponologist at Georgetown University, who says, we are targeting the brain. And, you know, he's a consultant with DARPA and the European Human Brain Project, EU Human Brain Project, very powerful man. And he says we need a whole of nation approach to, you know, to this mind control stuff. And that's exactly what we have. And so they're recruiting people at all levels of our society. And it's like you turned the country and the world over to a bunch of psychopathic psychiatrists. And he's one of them. And these are the people that I think need to be called to account. So if you TIs are wondering, you know, don't go shoot up the Naval Yard. Be a little smarter about it. You know, go after one of these super psychiatrists like Dr. James Giordano. I'm not advocating violence. You know, use non-lethal methods like they do. You know, we're dealing with devils here. And, you know, how people respond, I guess, is up to them. How do you want to deal with a devil? I'm dealing with devils. I'm dealing with people who are, I think, under the influence, who are under kind of a satanic spell. These would be the perpetrators on the street. And I think we're seeing more and more of them in the world. And a guy like Kanye West, you know, I mean, look at his interview with Alex Jones. He shows up, you know, with a black mask on.
Yes.
What is this? You know, it's a psyop, you know, is what it is. It's just one more psyop from these guys who have handlers who are playing a role in society and trying to drive us as a society over the edge. And of course it will have material consequences, you know, lose your rights, lose your life, lose your property. You know, all the resources of the United States goes to the elite. And I mean, all of this is just to take what you got. Basically, these are clever ways to take what you got. You have God-given inalienable rights, and those who are born in America are American citizens. Your rights are not given by government. They're given by God. And that's what we have to hold on to. We have to hold on to our rights, hold on to our minds, and we have to get these criminals out of influence, out of office. And these are psychopathic criminals, no question. Giordano's a psychopathic criminal. I've got like 6 or 8 posts on him on my website, many of his lectures to our military special operations forces, to our, these people have influence. They are training our soldiers in how to destroy people's lives psychiatrically, psychologically, psychological warfare, cognitive warfare. I'll shut up.
Yeah, they are, you know, it's a war against humanity. And there was a video put out about Ectolife. Now, this was a fictitious presentation of a artificial womb. But a lot of people believed the Ectolife commercial because it was just well done and it looked real. And I mean, we know that there are artificial wombs. We've witnessed them growing sheep and deer and all kinds of things in artificial wombs. So we are at that last stage now where, you know, they could program something into humanity with this Ectolife false commercial. I mean, it's just fiction, but it's totally believable because we're heading in that direction and everybody's seeing that forward momentum towards not being human anymore. I mean, you're growing your babies in massive labs that can accommodate 30,000 babies in a lab, and they just start genetically crafting them. I mean, this is the end of humanity as we know it, without question.
Certainly, that's the potential. I think God's in control. I think you know, God's allowing this to happen. Almost like the book of Job, you know, like the whole species is going through that. I certainly feel like I'm going through that as a targeted individual. But let me just read you this quote by Rabbi Emanuel Rabinovich, 1952, in front of a bunch of other rabbis. The goal for which we have striven so concertedly for 3,000 years is at last within our reach. And because its fulfillment is so apparent, it behooves us to increase our efforts and our caution tenfold. 1952, 1 year before MK Ultra got started, in 1953. I can safely promise you that before 10 years have passed, our race will take its rightful place in the world with every Jew a king and every Gentile a slave. We will openly reveal our identity with the races of Asia and Africa. I can state with assurance that the last generation of white children is now being born. I was 3 years old, I think, at the time. Wow. Our control commissions will, in the interest of peace and wiping out our interracial tensions, forbid the whites to mate with white. The white women must cohabit with members of the dark races, the white men with black women. Thus, the white race will disappear, for mixing the dark with the white means the end of the white man, and our most dangerous enemy will become only a memory. We shall embark upon an era of 10,000 years of peace and plenty, the Pax Judaica, and our race will rule undisputed over the world. Our superior intelligence will easily enable us to retain mastery over a world of dark people. Thus, the war will end for all time. This war will end for all time, the struggle against the Gentile. So Henry Kissinger said there is a war between the Jews and the non-Jews. Well, he didn't say this, but the fact is the Jews have waged war on the non-Jews for thousands of years. And this is why they want to enslave and the world and take all the resources. Our race will rule undisputed over the world. And so with vision of world victory before you, go back to your countries and intensify your good work until that approaching day when Israel will reveal itself in all her glorious destiny as the light of the world. Okay, so what we have is an interracial war of profound dimensions, which most of us really didn't know much about because we thought, you know, hey, peace and love, everybody's the same. But if you have a small minority bent on the destruction of everybody else for thousands of years, maybe they've learned some techniques. And targeting individuals to ruin would be just one of those. And this particular group has been kicked out of 109 countries in the last 2,000 years. It might have something to do with that. Right. I think it probably does. And but yeah, I mean, if we don't know our enemy, we're pretty blind, aren't we? Oh, our enemy is, you know, this, or our enemy is that, or it's China or it's Russia. Well, you know, who's behind the Bolshevik Revolution? You know, who's behind the French Revolution? Well, that's the Illuminati. Who's the Illuminati? Well, our friend Tex Mars did a whole series of great power prophecy programs on that. And that is a very powerful Jewish secret society that formed in 1776 and runs the world. Pretty much the British East India Company is would be kind of coextensive, I believe, with that, and the Sanhedrin. But basically, so we need to know that we're up against Satanists. We're up against people who are serving their god Lucifer. They're sacrificing humans in the process. They get points for destroying good people. This is their goal. It is a war to the death. It is a zero-sum game. We're not, and now, of course, we've added technocracy to the mix, and these are powerful technocracies. So when somebody like Yuval Harari gets up there and tells us there's no more free will, and you know, you there's no more use for you, you dummies, you know, you Gentile cattle beasts, subhumans. Well, we have to put Yuval Noah Harari in his place, which I would suggest is the bottom of the ocean. I would suggest the same for Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, George Soros, and the other leaders of this New World Order, which is moving us into a, you know, post-human world. I say, you know, let's hold on to our humanity and get rid of the devils. Not that hard if we can wake up humanity. We outnumber them by 1,000,000 to 1.
It is so hard because people identify with the programming, trying to convince people that there's a homosexual agenda, a Black Lives Matter agenda, anti-white agenda. You know, people take these things on as their own identifying factors and their identities to say that, you know, they want to stand up for this. And it's so hard to convince people that this whole thing has been an agenda. I mean, we love you all, homosexual, black, white, otherwise, but this, what we're seeing in the programming, everything is an agenda, and it's so hard to convince people of that. Let's wrap up this first hour here, and I want to play your song, Let the Lower Lights Be Burning, as we end up ending this first hour here.
Let me just say, that this is one of 74 tracks, which is on a post on my Gang Stalking Mind Control Cults.com website. I was going to sell this. In fact, I did sell this on my music website, ericcarlstrom.com, for the last 2 years. Now I figure I have to just give it away. It's a free audio book on organized stalking electronic torture called Lifeline: Essential Insights and Healing Music for Illegally Targeted Citizens. And it includes experts' testimonies that I've taken from many, many expert targeted individuals and other experts. And then I narrate what they say and then put music as a backdrop, some of my piano and guitar instrumentals. And then I've written some songs also to kind of add a little humor to the whole thing if possible. And at the end, I add some soul food songs like Let the Lower Lights Be Burning, because I think we have to recover our humanity. We have to realize that we are each other's brothers and sisters in God, and take care of each other and not let all this real hate, which is being directed towards us with all these lies, take over. So I just wanted to mention, for those who aren't going to be with the second hour, please check out my Gang Stalking Mind Control Cults.com. Check out the free audiobook on organized stalking electronic torture called Lifeline: Essential Insights and Healing Music for Illegally Targeted Citizens. A lot of information, takes about 5 hours. You can, in 5 hours, you can understand the program much, much, much better. And if you're a TI, it could mean extending your life and even saving your life.
Absolutely. And folks, of course, the links will all be right here for you in the show notes. And as it is Christmas Eve, I have to put out a warning here as well, but beware the phrase peace in the minds of men. Isn't that right, Eric?
The CIA wants that. The Yeah, they want to lobotomize us with peace. Yeah,
That
that
is the
means
peace thing.
subservient semi-slavery. Yeah, that, depends on who's saying it.
This is true. everything is turned on its head, folks. And, you know, it's hard to have a Merry Christmas and all of this, but I hope that you guys are finding some of that spirit in you because that's the key here. Feel that feeling. Remember, rejoice, and bring it back. Let's find our way out of there. I always like to give lots of love to Steve Mercer, the associate producer here. I like, so make sure to give Steve lots of love. Producer Steve at freemantv.com if you want to write him. He keeps this ball rolling for me. Amazing character. You guys got to love Thor at the door. And I want to let you guys know I did finally get my Aqua Cure from eagleresearch.life. And amazing so far. I've just begun, but I've got it all together and set it up. So I'll be giving you the updates on the Aqua Cure. If you guys want to check this out, of course, the links are there in the show notes as well. And if you use promo code FREEMAN, you get $500 off the $2,500 cost. This is a life-changing device. It's amazing. I can't wait to just update you in about 6 months as to how well it's doing for me. So we have lots to get into in this second hour. So much stuff that I've held on to, just to get the good details to all of you out here in this first hour. But lots of really good stuff coming up in the second hour. So I hope you will come over to freemantv.com and subscribe. And also Rockfin. I've been putting all the videos up on Rockfin. If you want to go to rockfin.com/freemanfly, you'll find all my videos there. Of course, you have to become a member of Rockfin. But I want to let you know that I am working on getting Rockfin, my Rockfin channel, available to all of you who are members, so you won't have to pay both fees. So that will be coming in the next year. So check that out. I'll keep you up to date. But yes, folks, we are living in a government psyop that is just beyond control. And if you really need the data, you need the knowledge, you want all this understanding, gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com is the place to go. Dr. Eric Karlstrom has just, I mean, thousands of articles going on deep with all of the resources you need to get deeper and follow more. So thank you all so much for tuning in, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas. I'll probably be meeting up with Steve and Chris Krimi. So I'm looking forward to that. Lots of great guests around me, and I get to go visit them all. So it's fantastic. So thank you all, and we will see you next week.
Brightly beams our Father's mercy from his lighthouse evermore. But to us he gives the keeping of the lights along the shore. Let the Lord be burning, send a gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Dark the night of sin has settled, loud the angry bellows roar. Eager eyes are watching, longing for the lights along the shore. So let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the wave. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, rescue. You may save. Some poor sailor, tempest-tossed, trying now to make the harbor in the darkness, may be lost. So let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the way, some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. So let the lower lights be burning, send the gleam across the way. Struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save.